Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Went forth in the power of the Holy Ghost. Just talk to God this morning and say, Lord, this morning, blow afresh upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, blow afresh upon me. Lord, in this new month, oh Lord, that which you have for me, oh, that which you have packaged for me, may it not pass me by in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, blow afresh upon me in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, blow afresh upon me that which you have for me this morning, that which you have for me this month. Lord, may it not pass me by in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe I receive all that you have for me in this season. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for the plan of redemption that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. And thank you that we are beneficiaries and we are in the kingdom of God because of that. We give you praise. Oh, I receive utterance this morning. Words to speak. Let no one leave the same way that they came in. But let us all leave being refreshed and empowered by you. We give you praise and glory. And everybody said a big amen. Oh, say it louder, amen. Say it louder, amen. Oh, say it louder, amen. Say it like you are alive, amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. And thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming out. It's such a blessing. And I hope everyone had a blessed week. And we pray that God will minister to each and every one. He has a special package for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my Lord, I'm excited. Glory be to God. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Thank God for all the good testimonies, the people that are getting saved, the miracles. We give God praise and glory. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Let's get into our Bible lesson. Thank you, Lord. Notice he says, so we have come to know and to believe. We have come to know and to believe. Notice that. The love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. But notice verse 16, he says, we have come to know and to believe. To know and to believe that God, the love that God has for us. God is love. God is love. God is love. But we have to know and to believe the love that God has for us. Thank you, Father. John chapter 3, verse 16 references the classic text of the Bible, references the love of God. John chapter 3, verse 16. Notice what he says. Glory be to God. God is love, but he wants us to believe, know, and believe the love. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God so loved. Notice there's no adjective in there. There's no way to describe the love of God. And so the Holy Spirit is describing it, says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved you. But do you believe the love? Oh, you may be bound by so many things, by affliction, by so many, things may be in your life that are binding and holding you up. But God is love. But you have to know and to believe the love of God. Believe that God loves me and act like you are loved by God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Look at it, another description again in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2. The Holy Spirit puts it in slightly different words here. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. Glory be to God. Notice what he says. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Notice that he says we were once dead, but God, being rich in mercy because of the great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. When we were dead in our trespasses, we weren't even interested in the things of God. A dead person is not interested in anything. A dead person has no appetite. You can take a charcoal grill steak and put it in front of a dead person. Oh, it doesn't mean anything to that person. He is dead. And so when we were dead in our trespasses, we were dead and weren't even interested in the things of God. But notice what he says, verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love. In John 3:16, he says, God so loved. Here he says, God in his great love. Oh, how he loved us even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, and made us alive together in Christ. When we were out there in the world and weren't interested in God, God was interested in us. And he still so loves us. We just have to believe in the love. Believe in the love. Believe in the love. Oh, he says it again in 1 John. Chapter 3, verse 1. This morning, I want you to get a revelation of the Father's love. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Notice what he says. Oh, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. See what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, We are God's children now, 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 now. We are God's children, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. You and I are children of God now. And if you are not a child of God this morning, you can be a child of God. Oh, glory. We are children of God. We shall see him when he appears. We shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Oh, if you want to get a revelation of Jesus Christ, see him in Revelation chapter 1. Oh, the Apostle John saw him. He said his eyes were like flame of fire. And he was burning with the life of God. The life of God was in him. And he said to him, I am the one that was dead, but I'm no longer dead. I am alive. And I have the keys of death and hell. Oh, I am the one that was born of a virgin Mary. I'm the one that walked through Galilee, healing the sick. Oh, supplying the needs of people, making them whole. I am the one that hung on the cross because of my love for you. And I am the one that went to hell and defeated the enemy and took the keys. And now I love you. Oh, let's all say this morning, God loves me. Say it again, God loves me. It takes on a different meaning. I know God loves the world, but when you come to have a revelation of the fact that God loves me, it makes all the difference. And see what kind of love. There are no words to describe it. The Father has given us that we should be called the children of God. But our text in 1 John chapter 4, 16 says that we have to know and believe the love of God. Know and believe the love of God. Don't question the love. Thank you, Father. Oh, he didn't say in Ephesians 2:1. He says, we were dead. Jesus Christ didn't just come to make bad people good. Because there are a lot of good people that are still dead in their sins. Although when you become born again and come into the kingdom of God, you will become good. But he came to give life to the dead. And to bring us from dead to life. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. What manner of love. You may there may be some seasons in life where you think that God doesn't love you. But his love for you is still the same all the time. Think about Joseph. Oh, Joseph had a dream. He had a dream. He had a dream. And because of his dream, he ended up in the pit. What do you think is going through his mind when he's in the pit? Oh, my Lord, he's thinking, does God love me? What happened to my dream? What happened to what? I mean, the things that I saw. But right there, God was with him. Oh, you may be in the, sometimes, feel it feels like in the pit sometimes. But right there, the love of God is still the same. Oh, when you decide to serve God, when difficult times come, be conscious and know and believe the love of God. I remember when I was growing up, I went to a high school, but it belonged to a denomination that didn't believe in the infilling of the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues. And we, as young as we were on fire for God. God is all that matters to us. And we were praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. And one day, one of the officials of the school came and caught us praying. Your offense
is because you are praying in the spirit. And they said they are going to expel us from the school. And we had a midterm break. And they said, I mean, decide what you want to do. So they agreed, I mean, write a notice. What's your offense? Praying in the spirit. And they whipped us with canes and warned us like they did in the book of Acts. And when I went home, it was a dark day. It felt like being in the pit. And my dad said, what do you want to do with your life? Do you want to be a preacher or do you want to go to school? And he was in that same denomination as well. Oh, but it was a dark day. But I knew that God loved me. And interestingly, there was a correlation between us who have had the infilling of the Spirit and our academic grades. We were some of the most brightest and best students in the school. So they didn't know what to do with us. Oh, they kept threatening us. But we said, no, God loves us. We love him and we will serve him. Oh, I remember the other verse in the book of God. Which one is right, to obey man or to obey God? Oh, but we chose to obey God. Oh, my Lord, I've been on this road a long time, and I'm not about to quit. You shouldn't quit either when it gets dark sometimes. Joseph went from the pit into Potiphar's house, and he was sold as a slave into a foreign land. Oh, he's been separated from his family. And in there, just when things were beginning to get better, the wife of Potiphar lied on him, and he was put into prison for something that he has not done. But right there in the prison, oh my Lord, he has every right to question the love of God. But he knew and believed the love of God. And sooner and sooner and sooner, he was promoted to be next in command to Pharaoh. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter where you are this morning, no matter where you are in life, as you know and believe the love of God, it would all work out for your good. Later on, when his brothers came to him and said, please, we apologize for doing this to you. He said, no, you don't need to apologize. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, and God has turned around my circumstances. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter how it feels, no matter how dark it may be, no matter the circumstance of your life, I can assure you that know and believe the love of God, and it will all work out for your good. He said, I mean, God was in it all. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited. My Lord and my God. You will stand on that mount of victory and testify. Another person was Hezekiah. Oh, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 to 5. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hezekiah, he went through a dark season. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He went through a dark season. He went through a dark season of his life. And he had served God faithfully. He had served God honorably. And one day he was sick. Oh, and the prophet came to him and said, you organize yourself. You are going to die. You are not going to live. You are done. That's the end. But my Lord, let's read it. Isaiah chapter 38, let's from verse 1. See what happened. Right there in the scriptures. Thank you, Father. Notice what he says. He says, in those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die. You shall not recover. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, please, O Lord, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart, and I've done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. Oh, he came up on a dark hour. He came up on a dark day. Oh, but sometimes in our life, sickness comes and it seems dark. It seems dark. Circumstances of life come and it seems dark. It seems dark. It seems dark. It seems like midnight, even though the sun is shining brightly outside. But thank God on this day, he knew what to do. He turned his back on everything else. He turned his back on everything else and faced the wall. And faced the wall and wept bitterly. I tell you, God sees your tears. He prayed to the Lord and said, please, Lord, remember how I have walked you before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart. May that be our story, that God, we have served you faithfully. Lord, we will serve you with our whole heart. Sometimes it feels that way. You served God, you prayed, you've reached out to people, but the dark day has come. But when that day comes, turn your back on everything else and face the wall and say, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Oh, don't question that love. Know and believe the love of God and say, Lord, I thank you that you love me. Thank you, Lord, that you love me. I know that you know me. You know my shortcomings. You know my failings. But I know and believe that you love me. He turned his face towards the wall, believing the love of God. And before even the prophet left the palace, God said, go back and tell him that I have restored his life and I've added to him 15 years. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, anything that may be missing in your life, in any area of your life where you need restoration, I pray that God will restore. If that's you, say a big amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I will add to you 15 years. Know and believe the love of God. Another person that experienced the love of God. Oh, what's the prodigal son? Oh, I love that story in the Bible. Luke chapter 15, you can see that from 11 to 30. This child, took his portion of the inheritance and ran away into a far country. He left the father's house. He left the father's house. And when he went, the famine hit the land. And he began to be in want. Everybody say, began to be in want. He began to be in want. And I'm not sure at that point he's questioning the father. I've really missed it. I've really missed God. I've really missed it big time. I wonder if the father loves me. I wonder if the father will take me back. Oh, but the more he thought about it, the Bible says that he came to himself. He came to himself and said, what am I doing? Even my father's servants are eating better than me here. Struggling with pigs for food. How low can I go? I cannot go any lower than that. I am going to arise and go to my father's house. And then the Bible says that when the father saw him from afar off, the father ran towards him. That's the only time in the Bible God is pictured that way. The father running towards the child. My Lord and my God. But he said, sometimes you may think you've gone too far. You that God cannot reach you. No one has gone too far for God to reach them. Oh, even when when he came, he hugged the son, and the son began to recount all that he had done. He said, keep quiet, keep quiet. Bring the best robe. Clothe him with the very best that we have. Put his ring back on him. Restore his dignity and restore his authority. And let's have a party because my son was lost but now has been found. Oh, the love of God will turn everything around. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Sometimes you may have to wait for the manifestation like Joseph. Sometimes you may have to turn your face to the wall. But sometimes all you have to do is run to the Father. Run into his embrace and receive his love. That's all you have to do sometimes. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. Don't question the love of God. Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. See what happened to this company of people. Thank you, Father. Numbers chapter 14, 1 to 3. They were questioning the love of God. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry. And the people wept that night, and all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, would we that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness? Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Will it not be better for us to go to Egypt? And they said to one another, let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Think about this company of people. God, they have seen mighty miracles. They have just seen the Red Sea part into two. And now they are complaining and murmuring against God. God is so, I'm paraphrasing it now. God is a mean God. He wants to kill us. That's why he's brought us out here. Don't speak that way. That kind of language will get you killed. Some people say, oh, God has put this sickness on me. God is not helping me. God wants me, doesn't want me to be successful. God doesn't want me to have anything. That will result in failure. These people that have seen so mighty miracles are blaming God. Don't blame him. He's the one that loves you. He had a destination for them. Before they left, he says, I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. I am taking you, I have a destination for you. Where everything will be taken care of so that you can serve me. That is the destination I have for you. They are saying that, God, why did you take us out of Egypt to let us fall here in the wilderness and die and make us a prey? We are going to turn back and go into Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. We are going to serve those gods again. We are not going to serve you. We are going to go back into Egypt. May that not be our story. May we know and believe the love of God. The love of God. Know and believe and receive his love. Thank you, Father. Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 38. My Lord and my God, remember, know and believe the love of God. Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 38. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 38. Notice what happened again. Jesus had told his disciples to go to the other side. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up, and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. What a question to ask Jesus. God is love. Jesus is love. They have love right there in the boat with them. Love said, let us go to the other side. They are waking up love and say, Jesus, love, you are love. Do you not care about me? What a question. Oh, don't question the love of God. Don't question his care. He loves you and he cares for you affectionately. No matter where you are right now, this moment, you may be trying to run away from God. You may be trying to run away from his love, but his love is drawing you and speaking to you all the time. Master, don't you care that we are perishing? Oh, but he rose and rebuke the wind and the sea. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray any storm in your life, I speak peace be still. Peace be still. Let there be calm. He rebuked the wind and the sea. He's not brought us out of the world to kill us. He's not brought us out of the world to be mean to us. He's brought us out to show us his goodness. He's brought us out to show us his goodness. And then, oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Now this verse will mean something to you. Mark 11:22. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Remember where we started? He says, God is love. So what he's saying is, have faith in love. Have faith. God is love. God is love. Have faith in his love. Have faith in the fact that he loves you. I want this thing to become revelation to you. Have faith in God. And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, verse 23, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Forgive because love forgives. Love forgives. Love forgives. God loves you. There was a testimony of a witch doctor. He had used the power of the enemy to kill so many people. But when he heard that God loved him and surrendered his life to Jesus and gave up all those witchcrafts, his testimony was, now I realize that all those times that I was doing all those evil and mean and bad things and killing people, that God still loved me. And I've come to know his love in reality, and I have accepted it. Have faith in love. Have faith. We have come to know and to believe the love of God. Oh, here's a scripture that's been an anchor to me all through these years. John chapter 17. Hang on to it. John chapter 17. The love of God. John chapter 17, glory be to the name of the Lord. John 17:23, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Oh, God loves you. God loves me the same way that he does Jesus. This was the final prayer of Jesus before he left. Father, I want them to know that you love love them the same way that you love me. Oh, my Lord and my God, wake up every morning conscious of his love. Walk through the day conscious of his love. My, the Father loves me the same way that he does Jesus. Oh, my Lord, Zakabaha, it makes all the difference when you realize that the Father loves you the same way that he does Jesus. Glory be. Let that sink in this morning. Loves you the same way that he does Jesus. And then now that you have received his love, you realize that your life, it's now significant in the hands of God. You are right with God and you are going about to tell other people about it. Oh, you realize that my God loves you. You believe in his love. You find a new inspiration for life. You are not practicing religion anymore. You are practicing the very life and the very love of God. You come to esteem what he did for you on the cross. You come to esteem what he did for you in his ascension. You come to esteem what he did for you when he sent the Holy Spirit to come and indwell you. And now you put feet to your faith. You realize that you have infinite value in the hands of God, and you just want to tell somebody about it. God has transformed my life. God has changed my life. God loves you the same way that he loves me. You can see all his goodness, all his mercies in my life. He can do the same for you. No matter where you are, he can transform your life. No matter the dark days that may come, you know that God is leading you into his very best. My Lord and my God, I remember when we got married, all along I knew that I would preach the gospel in a nation other than the one that I was born in. And just 3 months afterwards we married, we were on a plane headed out here. And you have to appreciate, we had job offers waiting for us. From a financial standpoint, we wouldn't have to think about anything. You have good degrees, you have job offers waiting for you, but you know that God is sending you to go and fulfill his purpose. We give all our wedding gifts. God has sent us into another land. We came here with only 2 suitcases and $1,000, but with a lot of faith in our heart and knowing that God was leading us. And when we came, and the first apartment that we moved in, we put our suitcases there. They put us in the lower floor, and the place got flooded the next day. So when the person came, the apartment people came. They said they're going to move us to the third floor. So we are going higher. But the question the person asks is, where is the bed and where are all the things that make for a home? where is it? We said, this is all we have. We are giving up everything. And he looks perplexed. What's wrong with these people? You move without anything? But thank God, we were like Jacob. He only crawled. He crossed to the other side with a rod. But up 20 years later, when he met Esau, he said, God had made me a company. God had blessed me abundantly. Right then, God began to show us his love. Doors began to open to minister his word. And several years later, I can testify with Jacob, as we have endeavored to listen to him, as we have endeavored to obey him, as we have endeavored to do all that he has told us to do, we have not lacked for anything. He has been faithful. His love, we know and believe the love
of God. Like I said this morning, you may feel like you are in a pit. You may feel like Hezekiah. It's a dark day, but thanks be to God, there is light on the other side. Don't question his love. Know and believe the love of God, and he will bring you on the bright side of life. There is hope for you. Somebody say this morning. There is hope for me. My tomorrow will be all right. Oh, say it louder. My tomorrow will be all right. If that's you, say a big amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Receive, know, and believe the love of God. Receive his love every single day, and then go out and tell others about that life. And as you do that, God will keep taking you higher and higher. Amen and amen. Let's prepare our hearts to receive communion this morning. Think on his love. Think on his goodness. Think on his mercy. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, God is love. And not just doesn't have love. He is love. Think on where you are this morning. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And if you are here this morning, let's all close our eyes. If you're here this morning or watching us online this morning, and you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, today is the perfect day to do it. The Bible says that now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put off your salvation for another day. Accept his love this morning. If you've never in your life made him and accepted him in your heart, ask yourself, if you die today, where would you spend eternity? I tell you, there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shine. Maybe you say, I've gone too far. I'm bound by drugs. I'm bound by alcohol. I'm bound by every form of addiction and sin that you can name under the earth. And I cannot come out. I tell you this morning, there is freedom through the blood of Jesus. There is freedom in Jesus. So if you want to give your life to him and make a total commitment and total surrender, don't be ashamed. We all came in that way. One Sunday I went to church. The minister preached like this. And I said, today is my last day that I want to serve the enemy. I want to serve God. If you are here this morning, just raise up your head. So if you are listening to us online, we will pray with you that you can come into the kingdom of God. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. Thank you that you so love me. This morning, I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you, I'm saved. Thank you, I'm in the kingdom of God. I believe you were raised from the dead. I will serve you as best as I know how, all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. You see, Jesus Christ came to redeem us from sin, to redeem us from sickness, to redeem us from poverty, to bring us success in life and with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, and right before he left, he made a covenant with his disciples. And in Acts, 1 Corinthians 11, 23, notice what he says. For I received from the Lord. The Apostle Paul wasn't there when this happened. He got this by revelation. Jesus Christ personally appeared to him and gave him this revelation. I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night
when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake of his broken body, of his body that was broken for us, that we might be made whole. Let's partake of his body in Jesus' name. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake of his blood this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Close your eyes and talk to God this morning. Appropriate the benefit of his death. Appropriate the benefit of his resurrection in your life this morning. In any area of your life where there is brokenness, pray and say, "God, let there be wholeness." In any area of your life, oh, where you need the blood of Jesus to speak on your behalf, pray and appropriate that benefit. Oh, if you need healing, receive healing. If you need a miracle in your family, receive that this morning. If you need a job, receive that this morning. If you need a financial supply, receive that this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, the presence of God is here. Oh, if you need protection, in the mighty name of Jesus, receive that. Oh, if you need deliverance, it says fear has torment. If you need deliverance from fear and torment and any oppression in your life, this morning, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Sabaha. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we appropriate the benefit of your broken body, that we might be made whole. The benefit of your blood. This morning we receive wholeness, spirit, soul, body, financially, in our families. We receive wholeness. Oh, talk to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, every addiction be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Let's all say this together, please. Lord, I receive your love. I believe your love. I believe your love in my case. Lord, I receive your love. Help me to know you more and more, and take your love to my friends, to my family, and make a difference in my generation. In Jesus' name, I receive your goodness this week. May goodness and mercy follow me in Jesus' name. Fill my mouth with a testimony. This man, oh, may all, may I receive all that you have for me in Jesus' name. Give him praise and glory. 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 Oh Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you. Raise your hands, please. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. And may he give you his peace, his shalom, and may you see his goodness. Lord, we thank you. Take all the glory. We give you praise and glory. Thank you that we are going forth in your strength and in your love. thank you for our time together. We love you. We are agents of your love.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.